Yes, a very good morning. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country, BBM 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Now, kids' helpline concerns relating to suicide in teens higher during COVID-19. We're going to catch up a yarn now with Tracy Adams, CEO of Your Town, and talk about this space. Tracy, very good morning. How are you, sister?
I'm very well. Great to be back.
Yeah, thank you for coming back to the program. And look, having a yarn, a very important space you work in, and looking after our young ones out there. Look, we are in a pandemic, and COVID-19 has turned the world upside down in more ways than one in regard to jobs and, lockdowns, borders, and international flights and what have you. But concerns regarding relating to suicide in teens higher during COVID-19.
Yeah, unfortunately, it's an example of the distress our young people are feeling, and that sense of loss, not being able to see their families, extended families, important friends, having confidence in the future. And I think, you know, there's so much going on. The pandemic's now been around for such a long time, it's hard for young people to actually almost think about what the future's going to look like.
Yeah, so what can we do in the space? I mean, the phrase they use is in regard to the pandemic, we are all in this together, but we can use the same statement in regarding looking after our young ones.
Well, we are all in this together, and I think it's really important that parents and friends feel that they've got support structures around them, because it's really hard to support young people if they're not feeling confident themselves. So I want people to know that Kids Helpline can be a wonderful resource for parents and friends of young people. But I think for us it's about being connected to young people, checking in with them, noticing if there's changes in their behaviour, the things that they used to take joy from they're not able to anymore, just being really alert to what's going on around them. And I think, you know, making spaces to have those conversations, those yarns, where young people can just feel that they can open up.
Look, we just finished celebrating Are You OK? Are You OK Day. And look, that should be 365 days a year. A simple question like that is a starter, isn't it, regarding reaching out?
Absolutely. And, you know, sometimes young people are a bit nervous to share what they're speaking, or they don't want to worry mum and dad, or they don't want to worry the people around them. But if you've got to create the space to make it happen, and just checking in, and it doesn't have to be deliberate. It might be when you're driving the car, or, you know, watching a television show together, just creating the space where you can be really there for them.
And look, we're leading up to the World Suicide Prevention Day, so here's the important conversation, and we're having that conversation. And just asking our young ones out there, yeah, just to reach out, and there is help and support out there. We just need to ask that question, but we as family and friends need to be open for the conversation, have our antennas up and looking out in any change, slight change, and pop the question, are you okay?
Well, that's right. I mean, we see young people present with great courage. I want to acknowledge their help seeking, you know, all the thousands of young people who do that. And I think as a society, as communities, we've got to have that same courage, have those difficult conversations. It may be worrying, but always know that there is support available, and to not hesitate to do that. I mean, help seeking is positive, and let's make sure that we don't let kids get into that much distress that they are thinking about taking their life.
Tracy, we live in the 21st century, and of course we've got social media out there. That can be a deadly tool in a good sense, but also in a bad sense as well.
Well, it does. At the moment, it's certainly the tool for letting people keep connected when they may not be able to see each other face-to-face. But I think we've got to be really careful here. It can also lead to people behaving in ways that aren't okay, that do damage to young people. I think the same way we treat people face-to-face, we've got to be able to put that into the digital space as well, encourage those good behaviours online, and let kids take a step away from it as well. It's not the only constant that there can be, and I think being deliberate about creating some spaces where they're not online all the time is a good thing.
And I suppose finding the individual's passion or pastime, whether it be fishing, jogging, whatever that floats your boat, so to speak, get more into those sort of activities, yes?
Well, that's right. I mean, even though we might be enduring lockdowns in different ways across the country, just having some physical exercise, doing the things that give you joy, getting out, you know, I think, as you say, find the thing that makes you feel happy, that gives you joy, and keep going with that. And I think when that joy is lost, that's when we've got to be really alert to what's going on for young people.
Fantastic. Now, you're the CEO of Your Town. Can you give us an intro to Your Town? what you guys do there, please?
Well, Your Town is a national provider of services, so Kids Helpline is one of our big ones.
Okay.
But we also provide employment programs for young people across different locations, particularly focused on young people who may not have transitioned well from school to work or just need those extra supports. We work in the space of family and domestic violence and child protection and young parenting programs. So for us, it's all about building up the value and contribution to young people, making sure that they find their place and that we can be part of walking beside them to do that.
Fantastic. And would you have contact details regarding Kids Helpline?
Sure. Anybody can reach out to Kids Helpline 24/7 on 1800 55 1800. It's a free call and our counsellors are always there, or they can visit kidshelpline.com.au and they can web chat and connect. The Kids Helpline is also on Instagram and on social media, so people can see all of our great resources and connect with counsellors when they need.
So we're saying to our beautiful kids out there, reach out. We will be reaching back. And thank you very much, Tracy. All the best to your team, your family. Stay safe and we'll yarn soon.
Thank you, and you too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
A deadly yarn there, Tracy Adams. She's the CEO of Your Town, and we're talking about the space of suicide teens higher during COVID-19, and that's a concern relating the Kids Helpline. So all you young ones out there, 1-800-55-1800, or your old ones as well, wherever, reach out. The support is there for you, and we are here to support in more ways than one. And we're leading up into World Suicide Prevention Day, and we just finished celebrating Are You OK Day, but Are You OK Day is every day of the week, every day of the year. So support, reach out your mob, and pop that question. And whatever you're going through, there's light at the end of the tunnel. And tomorrow's another day. Get excited about that. Have you say yarn up strong. Add to the conversation here. National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416. Yogan Gagiwala, Nungung Yiwala, Mulang Mai. Yogan Gagiwala, Nungung Yiwala, Mulang Mai.
And I can hardly tell. Everywhere I turn, it's another assumption. In this world, it's hard for a brother to function. Cause I don't care about a black man, so I keep my foot on the pedal, never relaxing. Look away the youth, tell me who the hell cares. Gas cops, we never worried about our welfare. Judged and assumed that we hardly knew. Split us apart, now you argue the path I choose. What my kind of choice do I have? Got a target on my back because I'm black, I'm asking you. Could you understand why we stay confused? I don't do it for the fame of jewels. And the truth is, I'd love to go back to how we used to live. And things change. That's the way it is.
That's just the way it is. Things will never be the same. That's just the way it is. Oh yeah.
Still I see no changes, and they can never give me a reason. They don't wanna hear my side, deny my right to be eaten. So we stuck in the gym, taking notice from a man that don't wanna understand my people. That who we are fell apart, now it's darker and harder to see, but the uses. But my mind is my weapon, I'ma use it, otherwise I'll lose and get used for amusement. Cause I'm black when I'm mad, it's an overreaction. I'm not allowed to be drastic, but I use the pain to spark the flame, light it like a matchstick. I know the power of my blackness, and I can see that hate is racist faces. Misplaced hate to what the color that I came in. And then we make mistakes, I pray a change appears until it does. It's just the way it is.
Just the way it is. Things will never be the same. That's just the way it is. Oh yeah.
We gotta make a change.
Gotta make a change.
It's time for us as a people to start making some changes. Let's change the way we eat. Let's change the way we live. And let's change the way we treat each other. You see, the old way wasn't working, and so it's on us to do what we gotta do to survive.
I hope I see more changes, and I believe we can overcome. If we all come together as one, make it better for our sons and our daughters being brought up in this harsh world. Yeah, it's hard, but we can't turn backwards. Put your faith into practice, escape from the cage you've been trapped in, and free yourself. Impossible alone, so I need your help. For the youth to improve, we gotta teach them well. Cause racism isn't born, it's all talk the talk, then you walk the walk. The ability for change is within you. Let's put aside our pride and try to face all these issues. People operate the easy way, cause it's easier to hate than to say that you made a mistake. But be real and together we can heal and rebuild. But if we don't, then that's the way it is.
That's just the way it is.
Yeah, like a version, and that's changes there. JK 47 here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have you say you might be yarn up strong? 1-800-422-4196. The number again is 1-800-422-4196. Number you need to call if you're added to the conversation. Yarn with the bully one here, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your dingy country. That's BBM, Bumber Brit Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. We catch up with Yana. We've got Sylvia calling from WA. Sylvia, good morning. How are you?
Taya Quab Kedela, always fantastic, great to speak with you and hear your program. And also, I never get to say thank you, so I'm saying it up front.
Thank you, loyal listener. How are you travelling and what do you want to yarn about, sis?
I want to talk about the complete and utter lack of cultural appropriately lifestyle for our people. We don't have enough right foods. We don't have the activities. Our people in the past have all sorts of very clever educational activities full of technology, which is involved in the rites of passage for our young, and which worked with the environment and biology and cognitive development, whereas today people have to cope with a lot of physical stress, mental stress, health stress, lack of good foods to make our bodies strong, polluted air. I heard on the BBC that the oxygen levels part per million have dropped. I'm not sure what the points are, but from 4 point something to 3 point something. And we know how important oxygen is for our physical health, and physical health is connected to our mental health.
And of course, Mother Earth is heating up, isn't she?
We need to be active, sharing, caring. You know, Trevor, yourself. I'm coping with lots of stress myself, but I'm very, very lucky. I live in the forest, and I do our traditional forest work.
Yes.
And the birds come and visit me and sing, and the quandas run around my feet, and I see the land start to respond and be healthy, whereas our land is suffering, so our totems are suffering, and our people are very, very sensitive, and they're suffering. And it takes away the hope for the future when we keep having to cope with dominating governments, allegedly governments, that keep making mistakes and don't listen to our people on how to implement the solutions.
Well, exactly. And they need to hear from grassroots,
no,
don't they?
No. Can you hear me, Trevor?
Yeah, no. That's Sylvia calling from WA. Sylvia, I can hear you, but you can't hear me. Give me a call back and continue your conversation. But, yeah, when we're talking about Mother Earth, Mother Earth is heating up. Climate change, global warming, it is real. And, governments of the world need to do their part, and Australia as well. I mean, head in the front line there regarding work that needs to be done. Have you say, Yann Armstrong, I'll do the conversation here, National Talk Black. Daily number 1-800-422-416.
Hey, what you doing, your mob? It's me, Bush Tucker Bungie, and you're listening to the National Talk Black program. Makaran.
National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
I let my culture guide my way. Culture guide my way. Culture guide my way. Yo. I let my culture guide my way. Don't need no street lights. See the stories on the mountain. Talk to me like.
Yeah, cut that song. Go back to Sylvia from WA calling in. You there, Sylvia?
Yes, Kaya again.
Yes, darling.
Trevor.
I can hear you, but you couldn't hear me. But yes, picking up what you're putting down. Look, I was saying Mother Earth is heating up. Climate change, global warming is real. It's upon us, and the government needs to do more in that space.
Absolutely, Trevor. And they could be organising with each different nation throughout this country, because there are many, many nations, or with technologies on how to care for each country. You know, the evidence is there, not just 60,000 plus years. Bruce Pascoe's book's got 120,000 plus years. So the evidence is there on how to live sustainably here. And all they've got to do is show respect and you know, and start waking themselves out of that Victorian mentality of colonial domination of the planet, which is what they keep voting in for us here. The Liberal Party is stuck on. I mean, even when it comes to the vaccines, we're told which one we can have. In America, they got a choice of three. In England, they got a choice of three. So it's once again, they're telling us, you know, and people, when they hear the information on the composition of them, they need to have in discussion with their doctor, the medical professionals, but also with cultural activities and cultural knowledge, have the choice to of the one that's best for them.
Have you got the jab?
Another one of the way in which, and young people in our rites of passage were full of choice and autonomy and mental development, Trevor.
Yes.
So why don't, you know, they know it. They, what do? They close our schools down. They close the communities, take the water from them, when they really should be helping them to be healthier and stronger, because that's the solution to climate change.
Yes. Can you hear me?
And our food.
No, you can't.
Our foods, they grow without all the fertilizers. They're higher in nutrition. I have to get my Kakadu plum in a bottle. You know, it's ridiculous, isn't it?
Exactly, exactly. Can you hear me, Sylvia?
So many foods.
No,
here.
Sylvia.
Everything they do is cash crop.
Sorry, Sylvia. Yeah, it's one-way yarn at the moment. Something going on with the phone lines there. But call back if you can. That's Sylvia calling from WA, having her say, talking about global climate and the climate change and the global warming, and getting back to, how you say, Mother Nature, getting back to fundamentals in life. And a lot of our mob, of course, we're the healthiest race living, and we're living in this world of illness. But yes, that's what we need to do, what we need to do to keep ourselves fit, keep ourselves safe, and be active with life. Old granddad used to say, are you living or are you just waiting to die? Get active with life, you mob. Have you say Yarn Up Strong, 1-800-422-416.
My name's Jared Harbrow from the Gold Coast Suns. You're tuned in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
1-800-422-416.
Connected to the oldest living culture in the world, a living, breathing reflection of a nature wild, beautiful beyond measure. Love every treasure, a mother, a lover like no other, brother, full of love and affection, direction, perfection. Did I forget to mention that complexion? Yes, led by the spirit, time to heal it, don't conceal it, open up your heart and let us steal it.
Brother Mitch Tambo there, Dreamtime Princess, got Princess on the line. Sylvia, good morning, try again, Dale.
A third time lucky, Trevor. I think we've covered a lot of it, Trevor, really. You know, other than to try and pressure, I don't know how we can pressure the government to, I mean, they have the control of the money that they're living on is Aboriginal people's resource money. And they never acknowledge it.
And why are there so many gaps? Closing the gap.
Freeloaders, when they're actually freeloading.
I can't hear you again.
People stored up resources through the millennia of time. So how to wake them up, I don't know. They live in such a beautiful country with such opportunities. And to, you know, the forest fire prevention, they don't employ enough. They should have hundreds of people out in the forest, as we used to have. And then they wouldn't, if they cared for the forest properly and put the trees back, we wouldn't be having the flooding.
True.
You know, and all the disasters which they blame on nature, which they've caused, was
human induced.
Pasco, but the plains, they used to grow the grains on the plain, the flood plains.
Yeah. I'll let you go, Sylvia. That's Sylvia calling, third time. Sorry, Sylvia. Third time lucky, but unlucky. Just keep dropping out there. It's a one-way conversation. But, putting your point across, fantastic. But probably try again tomorrow, sister. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say, 1-800-422-416. If you're on the shy side, you can text the brother 0457140550. And our Facebook page as well, BBM987FM. A big shout-out to Pommy Rob. Caught up with Rob this morning, F45, fantastic brother, and his lovely lady who works at Wu Choprin, First Nation Health Organisation here in Cairns, and always a loyal listener and tuned in, and we worked out who I was, and then I worked out who he was. It was great to be yarning with you, Rob, and looking fit too, brother. Have your say, yarn up strong, 1-800-422-416.
G'day, you mob. This is Tanya Kernaghan with Trendy Trev, and you're tuned in to National Talk Black.
Call us now, 1-800-422-416.
This is paradise right before my eyes. My people have stories to tell about the land and sea. It's where I long to be. So take me home. Oh, P.I., my beautiful home. 40 tribes of Bogum.
Beautiful home.
40 tribes of Boogerman.
G'day folks, Troy Castellani here. You're with Trevor on National Talk Black. Don't move that dial.
Come on, drive it. Drive it like you stole it, son. Drive it.
We sing and we dance from the town to the bush. Winching them up, it's our push. One of them dance and fly like a bird. Up over the land and the whistle that you heard is the sound of the kong-kong. Call of the eagle, dangerous and proud. The totem of my people when I'm hunting. I can see you from a distance. Bring back the food from my brothers and my sisters.
We're black fish, don't wear pride.
I'm a kong-kong tutor from around the way, and I socialize and I rap all day with a wicked from Arakoon. Just shake a leg to the funky tune. Flick flick kumbala past the cup. Come on with people, turn the music up. I'm proud of my culture and I'm proud of my slang. Bottom and crew is not the rum gang.
We're black fish, don't wear pride.
We're strong, we're proud. We people tend to beat up loud. We're black, we're strong, we're proud. We people tend to beat up loud.
I'm a strong, independent woman from Cape York. A leader in progress for the future. You can see that spotlight shining on me. The blacker, the berry, the cuter. Rising up for my people, being their voice. Paving the way for my children. Winona, Hannah, Salome, Jose. These strong families that we're building. There ain't no stopping me, youpla. My people, our culture, their future. Kang kang matakuz, I told ya. You never get the best of my culture.
We're black fish, don't wear pride. We're people, tell a bit of love. We're black fish, don't wear pride. We're people, tell a bit of love.
We're black, we're strong, we're proud. We people, tell a bit of love. We're black, we're strong, we're proud. We people
tend to beat up loud.
Big shout out to Arakoon Mob. Hope you're well. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say and yarn up strong. 1-800-422-416. Otherwise, you can text our brother 0457140550 and our Facebook page as well, BBM987FM. National Talk Black, yarn with the bully one, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country, BBM Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Big shout out to the team down there at NERS, housed at the Beamer office, Brisbane Indigenous Media Association. Also a big shout out to Brisbane New Mob, thank you very much, and to all our First Nation Black radio stations across this deadly country of ours. Good network, you mob, and doing your job, Yana, to our mob. Fantastic. What's the headlines there? COVID-19, New South Wales records 1,127 COVID-19 cases, 2 deaths. Another student infected with COVID-19 in Queensland. Union rejects mandatory jabs for construction workers as man in his 20 dies. These are the headlines there. Celebrity lawyer Andrew Brittler enters at the 11th hour for Prince Andrew. So the royal man in a bit of trouble there. Queensland woman stabbed while sunbathing in alleged random attack identified. That's in Mackay. Very sad there, sad affair there. Quade Cooper set to be awarded Australian citizenship.
So that's the headlines for today here on your daily program, National Talkback. Yarn up strong, you mob, and add to the conversation. And like I said, we take you right through to 12 noon, 11 a.m. to 12 noon, Queensland time. 1 hour program, and another daily tool voice that we use in regarding having our say. Yarn up strong here in the 21st century. A lot of yarns we have on First Nation radio stations aren't on mainstream conversations, mainstream radio stations. Conversations sometimes not being heard, but you can bet your bottom dollar you can hear it here on First Nation radio stations. Let's go to Double D, Dave Dow, Spirit Groove with One People. Big shout out to Dave Dow, and he's based there in Rockhampton. My mother's sister's boy and beautiful brother went to his wedding there a couple of years ago. So happily married under the thumb. And he's got a little mobile coffee shop business happening. And he calls it Short Black. That's the name of the business because that's what he is. And here's his daily track, One People. Do enjoy.
Yeah, that's right. We're here.
Everybody.
Here to spread some love.
New Zealand to Australia. No way to Asia. LA to Africa.
Canada. Toronto. Toronto. Cause when your man is dead, you know he made us all equal. Red, black, yellow, brown, and white. Dig on my brother. Fight racism in this land down and down. Gotta look at this through a broader perspective. Treat anti-racism as a main objective. Collectively stand together and let the whole world know that. Even little babies in the world, they know that. That we are the same, under the skin level. Bleed the same blood to me. What's the point of being jealous? Stand up and represent. Cause who you are, baby girls, have it said. Unity, what we need in this country. Supposed to be free, we got told. Till every woman and man joins hands across this humble land, then racism will be fair. But don't you be judging by the color of my skin. Look at the character of those in it. Equally made, yeah, we all made equal. Stand up one time and become one people. I'm sick and tired of seeing the people beaten. Beaten and they're lying in the streets and they be bleeding. Bleeding for what reason? Reason racism. R-A-C-I-S-M. Come on and tell them. Tell them that we are human. That the color of your skin is not the center with this. Great Southern nation. Stand up to fight the segregation. Cause we are different colors, one people, y'all. Different colors, one people, y'all. Different colors, one people, y'all. Stand up, be different colors, one people, y'all. Conversing with a friend of mine from Scotland, talking about the history and the situation of his land, visiting atrocities that happened to his people. Why would they oppress him? It was just that political about land and his girl all the way from Ireland. Let me tell you, there was not one warning siren when they were starving, oppressed by the powers that were. This shit still happens all around the world. About 100 years ago, Australia, this country, the white Australian policy, basically stated you can come to this land as long as you're not black, brown, or Asian. Well, who can? Again, more discrimination. Even happened to the Lebanese, Greeks, and Italians. Naturalized and then they call themselves Australians. Still excluded and still suffer segregation. Torres Strait Islanders, my peoples. Treated like children in our land and not equal. I know this because my own father told me this. They used to dive at gunpoint just to catch a fish. Man with a gun on the bow of the boat saying dive. No pills or fish, what in your body floats? Don't tell me what to do in my land. My people's been here for many generations before you came. And now you're talking peace and truth. Yet you still want inflicting off the dark curfew. My community, dictating the family's lifestyles, how they should be living, what they should be giving to the government. I can't wait to see you on the day your judgment and tell God how you spent your time here on this planet called Earth. Damn it, I'm worth more than anything that you can pay me your handout. No doubt, the story needs to be told, so I got to shout it. One people, huh? Different colors, one people, huh? Different colors, one people, huh? Get up, be different colors, one people, yeah. Different colors, one people, what? Different colors, one people, huh? Different colors, one people, huh? Stand up, we different colors, one people, yeah. Yeah.
My people, Aboriginal people, don't forget what we're fighting for. We Aboriginal people of this land. Custodians, my people, my people. Aboriginal people.
Yeah, daily track there. My people, Chris Phillips. And how you going, my people? Hope you're well, my people. Give me a call and have your say here on National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416. Otherwise, text your brother 045-714-0550 and our Facebook page as well, BBM 987 FM. National Talk Black, one-hour program. And your host, the Bally One, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, and driving it right through to 12 noon, which is just around the corner. Got the news coming up very soon via NERS, National News Radio Service. As I said, big shout out to the Daily team down there. And what's making news here, .com.au. Adam Goods, glad he was called an ape versus Collingwood. And one of AFL's darkest chapters, Adam Goods can still see some light. Adam Goods didn't deserve to leave the game the way he did. And the Sydney Swans champion was a victim of racism when he was booed out of the game back in 2015, causing him to fall out of love with the sport he'd dominated for so many years. He refused to take part in the grand final lap of honour of retirees that year, and back in June knocked back an offer to become to be inducted into the Australian Football Hall of Fame. The catalyst for the shameful treatment of Goods came in 2013 when he pointed out at a 13-year-old girl in the stands who racially vilified him during a game against Collingwood. But despite the sad fallout from that incident and the way his career ended, Goods has no regrets about taking a stand because it prompted an important conversation about racism in Australia. I believe everything happens for a reason, Goods said in an episode of the What Matter podcast that's co-hosted by Swans chairman Andrew Pridham. I'm glad that 13-year-old girl called me an ape that night because it was ended. It has ended up to where we are today. Now I feel like we're in a place today that 5 years ago we probably might not have been as a nation. The way we're talking about racism, the way our kids in school are educating us about Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people, there's a true and real empathy for Indigenous people and culture, I feel, at the moment. A two-time premiership winner and dual Brownlow medalist, Goods deserves to be celebrated as an AFL legend when his career came to an end. It said he retired without fanfare as the Boone saga took its toll, and the 41-year-old has largely remained out of the football spotlight ever since. The Boone ramped up after performing an Indigenous dance against Carlton in 2015 and a match against West Coast in Perth later that season confirmed to Goods it was time to walk away, which he did when the Swans were knocked out of the finals by North Melbourne. It was just horrible over there, and that's where it has just hit me. It all just hit me that there's going to be my last year of football, Goods said. I'm going to be booed all the way to the end, the final end. It just hit me. I just couldn't fathom that would be the end of my career. I was happy to call it quits, and after the elimination final against North Melbourne, it just took a complete weight off my shoulders, and that weight was having to go to work for 2 hours to put up with that crap, he says, that was happening, that I couldn't pinpoint who it was. I couldn't see their faces, but it was just happening around me in my work environment. It doesn't happen today. It doesn't happen on the streets. Never did. The AFL belatedly apologised in 2019 for not doing enough to support Goods and failing to call out the racism as he was forced to deal with. So there's the story about Adam Goods and the fact that he states that he is glad he was called an ape versus Collingwood because it opened up the conversation of racism across the board, not only in sporting grounds but also in workplaces as well. We need to stamp it out, and we need to be bigger than that. We are Australian. We are one. Let's love and respect each other. 10 more minutes here on the program, National Talk Black. Maybe you want to yarn about that. Give us a call here on that daily number, 1-800-422-416.
G'day, this is Guy Sebastian here, hanging up on National Talk Black, your big yarning show, BBM 98.7. I remember the day.
Great big land.
Cut that deadly song. That's Cape York Black Image Band. Big shout out to you, mob there at Hopewell. We got someone on the line. Good morning, brother.
Good morning, brother. Yeah, brother, you're on there with Sylvia about government global warming deniers, eh, brother?
Yeah, deniers, exactly. Denial.
Brother, they don't believe in the science.
No, they don't.
And here we are with COVID, and they want us to listen
to the science.
Science. Brother, you know, like I'm a what you call a keyboard warrior. I follow Facebook and I'm a couple of Black Horse one. And there's one about people ask, you don't know what's in the takeaway packet, but you eat it. There's one with the arm and the mark you get from vaccination, I think tuberculosis and all the other injections that we got. But it gives the impression that people are anti-vax.
Yep.
I just got the flu injection a couple of weeks ago, a month ago anyway, a month ago. I got we're not anti-vax, and people think that academically and what's the other word? I forgot the other word. Intellectually, we're back when we first got those injections. It's the same way when white people say, "Oh, it wasn't us in the past that done it."
Mm-hmm.
Well, by the same token, weren't it the same people back in the past that we are today? Intellectually and academically, we're different. And globally, we're connected, brother. And of course, you'll say, well, you know, when people say, oh, we all got those injections that we had to, all the other ones. But of course, in the third world countries, they didn't have those malaria and all the other ones. People were still dying. But the thing is, what turned the whole world belly up, brother, is this COVID. That's the one that turned the whole world belly up, even though we got those injections before the developed country. So the third world country didn't get those injections. And I keep saying that, people are also, there are people that are hesitant because of what's in Revelation and about causes people to, I don't know. But we're going to go into this digital tracking now, brother.
Yes.
And that's where my, I'd like somebody to explain, government or people like that, to tell us about where are we going to go with this, where we're going to end up.
We're from
some
here.
Some of the injections are not working, brother. Some of the facts are not working, brother. See? So that's my thing. And on that, I don't know if I've got a bit more time, but on that call last week, we had Chris Graham on, and I love our brother Chris Graham because he always says, you know, he says, to fight racism, you mirror back the only hypocrisy. And I was going to do with that with Marshall's call. Brother, this place here, Prince Andrew's in the thing on now, that woman that's taken to court, that woman, she lives in Cairns now, and this place, Cairns, with them, they smashed a pedophile ring here, under Operation Argus or something like that, and you want to go on about collectively attacking ethnicity, shit, you know, there's a lot of white fellows that, we could say all the white fellows are the same, like the two prime ministers that Bill Efron and his Justice Wood report or something like that, they said name two books, that went to King Cross at the boys' brothel there, and Keith Waddies was the next up and coming fellow to replace Joe Bajalka Pinkney. He got caught from little boys in over there in Vietnam. Alan Jones, you know, Crip Chopper rang up when he was on the midday show and embarrassing on the midday show, but now he got caught in the toilet. The people that the highest moral ground in this country was the Catholic Church, and you know, they got sprung for that. You know, I did say before, because it's policy to take kids off white people too, because we had children that are out of wedlock, and those people from England had come out here. But that was back then. But brother, the white fellows, they get on them, oh, I feel like bloody, when they got on them bloody sex children in Asia, you know, they're still doing it today.
Exactly.
And I can tell you, that brother, he said he was at lockout. And you know, brother, after I met you, when I first met you, I went up to Hopewell, and I come back. I went down for Christmas, and I pull up here. I met my oldest daughter, mother here, and like Water Street and all the places, Rusty's, all the places, all the drones, all the knockabout, all the people that keep on. I was there, and brother, I witnessed lots of time. And the black fellas, they know those, what they call them, gutter crawlers, after Black Velvet, or they used to call them, those taxi drivers when I pick up black sheilas. And of course, that 21-year-old Cohen girl, you know, that taxi driver took out Corinne, I feel like bloody swearing and dumped me at Red Link, and then they want to attack us collectively, you know. we can say a lot about white people, you know, and it's not way back in the past.
Mm.
And that variable one, dear brother. Thank Recent you very time. Much, brother. Thank you very much.
Thank you, my brother. Thank you. Selwyn, yes. Voicing your opinion, and you can do the same, but you may have to do that tomorrow. About to sign off here with National Talk Black. Voice for our people, 1-800-422-416. That's the number you need to call, so try that number tomorrow. But 24-7, you can text about the 045-714-0550 and our Facebook page as well, BBM987FM. Thank you for your company, Mob. Stay black, stay deadly, stay strong. More importantly, stay safe. We're in pandemic. Abide by the rules. Do what you need to do to keep yourself and your family safe. Let's go to JW, Justin Wellington, Fish and Jar Boy, Island Moon, Brooks and Dunn cover. So do enjoy.